Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, September the 30th, 2022. It is currently 10:35 a.m. Central Time, and I'm coming to you live from the Theology Central studio, located right here in Abilene, Texas. Now, typically when I turn on the microphone and I go live, I'm excited to talk about whatever is on the agenda for the day, whether it's a Bible study, devotional, news commentary, looking at what's going on in the world of Christianity, sermon review. Now, sometimes with the sermon reviews, I'm not super excited because I know it's getting ready to go bad, but typically there's still at least some excitement because I'm, you know, there's a little bit of the unknown. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I may think it's going to go bad, but at least there's a little bit of that unknown, so which adds a little bit of excitement to it. But in this particular case, I'm turning on the microphone and I'm not excited because I have to tell you about something that I don't want to tell you because in some ways I wish it wasn't true, but it's true. Starting tomorrow morning, you will be receiving no more new episodes of the Theology Central podcast until around October the 9th. It's going to be about an 8-day pause because, well, I'm going on vacation. Now, this is one of those vacations you probably are familiar with these where, well, everyone else made the plan and you're just like, okay, you're going along. It really wasn't my original plan, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to try to make the best of it. I'm going to try to focus on the other people and not on me and try to make it great for them. But obviously starting tomorrow morning, about 9:30 a.m. Central Time, I'm going to be driving towards Houston, then to Galveston, and then tomorrow get on a cruise ship and then be gone for, 5 days? I can't remember, 6 days, however many days the cruise is. Then get off the ship and then drive back here to, the Theology Central studio, which is in Abilene, Texas. So it's about almost a 7-hour drive. So 7-hour drive, then get on the ship Sunday, then do the cruise, get off the ship, drive back here, and then hopefully as soon as I get back, I think probably what will happen, I'll get back the following Saturday, and then I doubt I'll be able to turn on the microphone. Maybe I'll turn on the microphone just with a quick update, hey guys, I'm back. Then immediately that next Sunday, I'll be obviously behind the pulpit for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. So that may be the next three episodes you may get may be those sermons. I wish I would have had like a bunch of episodes recorded that I could schedule to just be posted while I was gone. But this week, everything got messed completely up. You talk about just chaos. My daughter, her house, the plumbing just went like absolute just blew up. There's no other words to say. It's just completely messed up. It's a rental property, so they're working on getting that all repaired. So her family had to just basically move in. So with everyone here, it was very difficult to obviously do very much recording this week. So I know how far behind we are on so many different series and so many different things. So I hate this. This is like, it's going to be very hard for me to drive off just going, okay, just don't worry about it for 8 days. Don't worry for, because it feels like to me, if you look at my podcast, 8 days without a new episode will feel like, 6 years, considering we usually produce we average around 3 to 4 episodes per day. And all of a sudden I go, 8 days with nothing. That just seems like, it almost will feel like, it's over. The podcast is over. It's done. I left for 8 days. I destroyed the podcast. It's over. Everyone's going to have moved on. Nobody's going to subscribe. I know that's not probably that's not reality, but that's how it will feel. So I have to do my best just to forget about that and focus on everything else and not worry about it. And hopefully you'll still be here when I come back on It'll probably be October the 9th before you get a new episode, because then that Sunday I'll be trying to work hard to make up for it. I will try to do some things today. I don't know what I'm going to be able to get done. We need to finish Amos. This is the goal today. We need to finish Amos chapter 4. That at least do that. I would love to finish Amos chapter 5. Maybe tonight I can finish in Amos chapter 5. I don't know. I'm not really good. There's been some situations where I could have done some late night live broadcast. The only problem with the late night live broadcast, I know this makes no sense, but maybe it will make sense to you. I don't know if you stay up late at night, but there's always a different vibe in the air late at night. So when I'm up here in the studio and it's late at night, it doesn't feel like, all right, guys, Amos chapter 4. Because one, I know most people aren't listening live. So that's number one. Number two, it just doesn't feel like, hey, let's dig into this. It feels like maybe more of a devotional type thing. Maybe I should have been using the late night to record a bunch of devotional messages. Maybe that's what I should have done. But even those feel very, very different than, say, a devotional I record in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. It may be more of a psychological thing, but it just feels weird. It just doesn't have the same energy. It almost feels like it's supposed to be somber. It's supposed to be calmer. It's supposed to be, I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same. And so much of podcasting or doing live broadcasts, a lot of it has to do with the feeling that you get. If you don't have that feeling, then I don't feel it comes across the right way. So I should have taken advantage of the late night when everyone was asleep and just come up here and just like, okay, from midnight to 6 a.m. I mean, nobody would be listening, but I guess probably people in other parts of the world would have been listening. So say now I'm going to kick myself that I didn't take advantage of that. But that's the situation. October 1 to October 8th, no new episodes of the Theology Central podcast. Hopefully, immediately on October the 9th, you'll hear live streaming starting at around 10 a.m. I see, is it October the 9th? Let me look at my calendar here. Yes, October the 9th. Hopefully, October the 9th at 10 a.m. That'll probably, maybe the first time you hear from me. I probably will try to do something on October the 8th when I get back. I'm going to try because it'll be important for me to try to get back into that. Like, all right, think about podcasting, think about teaching, think about doing something like that to get me ready instead of just walking right back into Sunday school, not really in the frame of mind. So, hopefully October the 8th, you will hear something. That's the plan. And, there's not much else I can do. The goal today is to finish Amos chapter 4. I don't know if you were listening, but, and I don't know if you've realized this, I feel that we completed the Mark 2:26 series. I really do. I received a long email with some great questions. I feel like that a lot of those things we did address in the series. I don't know how much more I can do on the series, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that email, maybe look at some of those specific questions, maybe do some additional episodes on Mark 2:26, trying to maybe answer some of the specific questions or the specific ideas. I'll have to go back and see, did we already address those things? But if you haven't listened to the Mark 2:26 series, it's there. I think it's an important series, but it's there. For those who are participating in the Bible study exercise on Amos, I've given you the comprehensive Bible study method. So, you know, you just keep following those steps. Just keep working on the chapter analysis. If you finish the chapter analysis, move to the book synthesis. You know what to do. Just keep working on that. And then when I get back, we'll expedite, hopefully working through chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the book of Amos. So I do apologize for the delay, kind of right in the middle of it. There's only so much I can control. I can't control being on a ship, you know, headed towards a different country. I can't really control that. So we will see. The other series, obviously, we're so far behind on The Imitation of Christ, but I haven't forgotten that. And we got to get to the Frankfurt Declaration. We're still working on the Frankfurt Declaration. We've got to get to that. We have so many other things. I wanted to work on a series on the biblical view of friendship, since we were reviewing those sermons from the youth conference in Indiana, where the Christian view of friendship, according to them, is basically, you know what? It's not ride or die. It's ride. And if you are causing me any problems in my Christian life, then you can just die, because I'm going to stop being your friend. It was really bizarre. And obviously, we need to finish reviewing the sermons from that youth conference. So there's probably so many other things that I'm forgetting, but that is the situation. I wanted to take a few minutes just to let everyone know, because here, I'll get back and there'll be emails. There haven't been any new episodes. What's going on? And trust me, I will still get those emails even though I'm posting this. I will still get those emails saying, it's been 3 days. Where are you? How come there's not a new episode? Well, because I can't. I'm gonna be on a ship in the middle of the ocean. I mean, what do you want? There's only so much I can do. So I'm gonna try not to worry about it, but I wanted to let everyone know. So to summarize, this is very important. To summarize, October 1 through October 8th, no new episodes of the Theology Central podcast. The next time you probably will hear, possibly on October the 8th, you will, depending on how late I get back. October the 9th, starting at 10 a.m., live streaming will once again occur. And that will be for the Sunday School Hour, then 11 a.m. for the morning worship, and then 6 p.m. for the evening service. Most likely that Sunday afternoon, possibly get a couple of live broadcasts in as well. It'll be kind of awkward to step back into it. It will be a little bit awkward, but we will see. Someone just said, have fun. I'm going to try. All I can think about is, man, that's it. Podcast is over. It's done. Just go ahead and record your last episode. Tell everyone, hey, thank you for your support. It was fun. It's over now. It's done. Because it really feels like going 8 days, I mean, that's crazy. It shouldn't feel that way. And I know I shouldn't think that way, but it does. So I'm just being honest with, there'll be a little bit of a struggle there, but I think it will be okay. We'll see. We'll see who's still around when I come back. When I come back, it'll be like, you've lost 500 subscribers. You now are garbage. Okay, so you destroyed your podcast, but you can't. That's always, I think that's a thing for anyone who creates content, YouTube, any social media, quote unquote, influencer, podcasters. There's always that feeling, like that pressure that, hey, you step away for 5 seconds, people are going to move on because they got a million other options. But the reality is they have a million other options every day anyway. So if they're going to move on, they're going to move on probably whether you're recording 50 episodes a day or whether you're recording one every 6 months. I think probably either way, it doesn't really matter. So that's what I'm going to tell myself. I'm going to tell myself it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Having internal conflict today. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But it does. But it does. No, it doesn't. It does. Stop talking to me. Oh, yeah. Say that. Yeah. That's going to be, I'm going to be walking around the ship having conversation with myself. Hey, it's been 24 hours since you did a podcast episode. What are you doing? Well, I'm trying to have fun. No, you shouldn't be having fun. Hey, leave me alone. People are going to be walking around going, what is happening to that person? Hey, security. We need security. Like, look, I'm just talking. Leave me alone. Okay, but all right. That's the situation. All right, hopefully. All right. Mark 2. So we finished the Mark 2 series. Done. Boom. Good. I'm going to say we're done, at least temporarily. I'm going to say we're done. We won't obviously finish the study in Amos today, but we're going to try to finish Amos chapter 4. I don't know if I can throw in a youth conference review today. If I can, I will. I don't know. I'm just going to look and see. So that's the situation. If you email me, now I'm possibly going to be able to check email while I'm on the ship. I'm probably not going to be responding to everything, obviously, but if you email me, I will at least see it. And then I will, you know, if it's an email about a question or an article, I will save it to my notes on my iPad. And then when I come back, I'll try to make those priorities to do broadcast about. So feel free to continue to email me. Just don't expect a broadcast response or an email response for those 8 days. Now, when I get back, I will take, oh, they asked this question. Let me respond to that. Oh, they asked, or they sent me this article. Someone sent me an article last night. They sent me a number of emails last night. It's like 4 or 5. I can't remember what it was. It was dealing with like Christian nationalism. Oh, I think maybe the article written by Russell Moore that Christian nationalism can't save us. I think that's what the email was in regards to. It looks really interesting. I definitely want to talk about it, but obviously I can't today. So it may not. I don't know if it will still be relevant. Well, it will still be very relevant come October 9th. So maybe on the 9th or the 10th, I can. So we will see. All right, that's the update. I wish I had something better to say, but everyone needs to know. That's the situation. Hopefully by the time we get back, we get back on October the 8th, maybe by October the 9th, we'll be out of YouTube jail, and we'll be out of YouTube timeout, and we can start posting again to YouTube. Nothing I can do. We are suspended once again. I mean, I'm so tired of dealing. I'm very tired of dealing with YouTube. I'm very, very, very tired. But what we're going to do is we're going to try to get once the suspension is lifted, start posting again, and then try to post some playlists where we group things into series and have those ready to go. Someone is helping me do that, so I greatly appreciate their help. And then we're just gonna, you know, try to do one more big push and see what we can get out of YouTube. The way things are going, I'm going to end up banned permanently. And it's just insane that I'm being banned for not violating one rule. I mean, there's not one rule they could point to. You violated that rule. If you go listen to my content, no, I did not. I did not. I was speaking against misinformation, not spreading misinformation. I was speaking against those spreading misinformation about COVID, not spreading the misinformation. I mean, everything that I have been accused of, I have not violated in any way, shape, or form. And what will happen, I'll get like I'll get a suspension, file an appeal, boom, they'll lift the suspension. Get another one. And what I'm starting to feel like we're being targeted, that someone is going through our content and flagging us, just flagging one thing after another thing after, because a lot of these things that are quote unquote getting suspended for are older broadcasts. They've been on YouTube for 6 months, 7 months. I think one had been there for a year, not one problem. So that's not YouTube's algorithm catching that. That's someone going and going, oh, look what, oh, I bet you he's spreading. They're not even listening and they're flagging it. And then it really depends on who does the appeal, because I know the YouTube appeal process is I'm going to just say it, is garbage. And here's how I know. Sometimes I will appeal and it will be 24 hours before I get a response. And in many of those cases, they say, we listened, you were correct, you did not violate anything, we apologize. But there are some, this literally will happen. I will get the notification that one of our videos have been pulled and we've been suspended temporarily. I will immediately hit an appeal, okay? We'll hit the appeal button. I will type it out, boom, 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 boom. The content does not violate this, the content does not violate that. Hit send. This is literally has happened. And this proves to me that the whole appeal process is garbage. Literally 5 minutes after submitting the appeal, where they're supposed to review my content, they will respond, your appeal has been denied. How can they deny my appeal when they're supposed to review my content to see if I am correct in 5 minutes, when every one of my episodes is basically an hour long? In some of those cases, and every single case where I get the response in like 5 minutes, boom, it's the appeal is denied. Everyone where they give it like 24 hours, which seems to indicate someone actually reviewed the content, every single case, the suspension is lifted and the video or the audio is basically restored. So every time they actually review it, but there's no way, submit an appeal, we will review the content, and 5 minutes later, you're like, we've reviewed it, and your appeal is denied. How could you review an hour-long video or an hour-long audio in 5 minutes? You didn't review it. All right, so yeah, now I'm getting irritated. Now I'm getting frustrated. But yeah, so hopefully when we're back, that will be restored. We'll make one major push to see if we can, you know, gain some new subscribers and listeners via YouTube. YouTube is a major, you know, basically search browser for many people. As you know, and hopefully, you know, we want people, when they're searching for stuff, find our content about very important theological and cultural issues. So, let's see. Okay, that's true. Someone just said, I think there's a way to transcript videos. So if they do that, they could skim it. That's true. But still, 5 minutes is, maybe you could skim it, but I don't know. I would love to see them say we skimmed it and highlight the area where I supposedly said something wrong. That's the crazy thing about the YouTube appeal process. They don't email you back going, okay, at the 6 minute mark, or, hey, here's a screenshot of the transcription of your video. The highlighted part shows where your words violated our community standards. They never do that because guess what? They would never find me violating a community standard because if I think it's going to violate a community standard on YouTube, I don't post it. Just like if I felt like it was going to violate a standard on sermon audio, I wouldn't post it. Because I try to respect the rules placed upon me by these particular platforms. It's their platform. They can tell me I can be on there. They can tell me I can't be on there. So I always try to respect that, whether I agree or disagree. Hey, it's their platform. They're letting me on there. Either I'm paying to be on the platform or they're letting me be on the platform. You tell me what the rules are. I will operate within those rules. If I don't like those rules, then I will produce that content and post it somewhere else that is not restricted by those rules. So I don't like the concept in many. I do like people having more freedom, but I understand your platform. You can determine what content you want. So I definitely respect that. But man, something's going on when older videos or older audio is just being all just arbitrarily. Wait, we just found that this violated the content. It's only been there a year, but all of a sudden now we realize that that just doesn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, the one goes all the way back to maybe the first year of the pandemic, dealing with Romans 13. And I got banned for trying to give an exegesis of Romans 13, which clearly my exegesis is not that we should ignore the authority, but we should be in submission to the authority. But somehow just trying to exegete Romans 13 got me suspended. I mean, it makes no sense. So, I don't know. We will continue to watch that. But hopefully when we get back, YouTube will be restored, hopefully. And then I can start manually going in, finding each one. Okay, upload that or send that to YouTube. It's not the biggest problem. It's just a waste of time. But because I can't place it on it used to be set up where just automatically, as soon as I was done speaking, it immediately went to YouTube. But we had to disconnect that. Because now I have to go, wait, does this one, can I send this one to YouTube? Yeah. So there we have it. All right. I know I kind of took a side trail there. I apologize. Chased the rabbit. Okay. Wasn't trying to, but that's the situation. So in summary, a second summary or a third summary, no new content of the Theology Central podcast. October 1st to October 8th. Possibly you will get one on October the 8th. I'm hoping. If I can get off the ship fast enough and get back here, hopefully. October 9th, definitely we'll get content. And hopefully by October 10th, I can be back into the normal rhythm and get past that awkward stage. Because after being gone that long, it feels odd sitting back in front of the microphone. But that is the plan. I'll keep you posted, and we'll see what happens. If you have, please continue to email. Thank you for your support, and we'll see hopefully when we come back, maybe we can make it even better and even accomplish more. I think we've done a pretty good job. Always room for improvement. Always need to fix things. Always need to do better. But hopefully I can continue to try my best to help someone somewhere try to make theology central to their way of thinking, which hopefully will make their life better, hopefully make their theology better, and hopefully help you learn how to be a student of the scriptures. So we'll continue to try those things. All right, thanks for listening. You can email me, newsif@yahoo.com. Newsif@yahoo.com. Sorry if you keep hearing my pencil. Hear that? That's what happens. I always messing with pencils. Always. Gotta leave them alone. Stop. All right. Everyone have a great day. All right. Someone just said thanks. I don't know what you're thanking me for because I didn't do anything. Okay. No, I'm joking. I mean, obviously this broadcast is really a waste of your time. So I apologize for wasting your time, but thanks for listening to me waste your time. It's always good to have people who waste their time with you. Okay, no. Hopefully, this is important that people know. So no new episodes, October 1 to 8th, October 1st, October 1 to October 8th. I messed that all up. And hopefully, we'll be back soon. And I can't wait to hopefully, produce more content that will help people. Thanks for listening. Email me, newsif@yahoo.com. Everyone have a great weekend, a great week. You get a vacation from me. I mean, that's awesome, right? You get a you're like, I'm so grateful. He won't be bothering me with all of those notifications and all of that meaningless content. I am so finally, I get away from him. Okay, so, all right, I understand, okay? The problem is me. I understand. All right, thanks for listening. Everyone have a great day.